On a 3-year rotation, the Common Lectionary leads us through the whole Bible. Well, almost the whole Bible, as there are some bits that we always miss. The baptism of Jesus is one of the faith stories that comes around every year. This particular story is told in all 4 Gospels, but each version is a little bit different. This year, we hear the story from the Gospel of Luke. Luke's Gospel is said to be fundamentally concerned with addressing social and theological issues of crucial importance to the Church, and may be seen through the lens of the position of the Christian community toward the end of the first century, rather than accurate historical facts. Luke's narrative is short and succinct. John is doing his best and recognizes that Jesus can improve an understanding of God's work. Jesus affirms the value of the work that John is doing by accepting it. And then God jumps in and, by inserting the Holy Spirit into this moment, celebrates the faith of both men. Baptism was, in that time, a public declaration of a person's intention to change their life to follow God's way. Jesus joined all of the other people who were making this declaration. He was one of them, and yet the experience for him was different than for other folk. He was visibly moved and inspired from this experience. His spirit met with God's spirit. Power for the journey ahead. In our scripture from the Acts of the Apostles today, a book that tells us of how the apostles helped spread the work of early Christianity from Jerusalem all the way to Rome, we hear that being baptized alone doesn't automatically or immediately spiritually inspire you. In the social context of the time, Philip was sharing the good news in Samaria. This was the first missionary outreach of the church beyond its Jewish roots. Philip moved past the boundaries of race and religion, including Jews and non-Jews as the people of God. Imagine that. He was beginning the teachings of learning God through the life of Jesus. For some folk that he baptized, perhaps that first baptism was simply a public declaration of living life differently, a promise to try to be better than they currently were. By the time Peter and John got there, this good news was beginning to be much more widely accepted, and folk may have been much more receptive to the Spirit moving and inspiring them. So Peter and John offered them baptism 2.0. I wonder if this is very similar to what we have done with baptism in our church. We've split it into 2 pieces now. We baptize children as a symbol of welcome into God's family, of recognition that God brings children into the world with a mind ready to learn and love as God would have us do, as a reminder to the rest of us that God offers us light and love and possibilities and that we should celebrate that. We also offer confirmation or profession of faith moments. As youth or adults, we publicly declare our faith, our intention to follow God's ways to make the world a better place. For many people, this is when we feel the Spirit move us, inspire us, strengthen us for the journey ahead. In the stories of baptism in Acts, what becomes clear is that feeling that spiritual moment is not a right, but a privilege. It is a privilege that sometimes comes quickly, but often comes through growth and learning through a lifetime until we are ready to make space for the Spirit to find us. We are part of the Reformed tradition of Christianity, and in our tradition we have named a distinction between the ordinary means of grace and the extraordinary means of grace. Our rituals of baptism and communion offer us a way of meeting the extraordinary Spirit of God through the ordinary elements of water, bread, and wine. However, God is not restricted to connecting with us in these ways alone. While connection with the Holy may happen during baptism, it can also happen in other ways. From the ancient faith stories found in Isaiah, we are reminded that God loves us and holds us in all times and places. When we feel overcome by life, God helps us through. God's Spirit is with us always. "I will be with you," God said. Today we celebrate the gift of those times when we feel God's Spirit. We celebrate those moments when the Holy stirs our soul and our conscience. We celebrate the realization that God is with us even when we don't realize it. We look to the story of Jesus, who, even as the Son of God, felt it necessary to stand with ordinary people and make the same promises as they did, who did not demand special privileges, but proudly stood with God's children as one of the many that God loved. Who is to say that others who were baptized that day did not hear God's voice of love rest on them too? We don't know their stories. We look to the story of Acts to know that God will come to us in God's time, that being patient and willing to learn and to live God's way will open us to be ready for the Spirit when the time is right. We recognize that through such an ordinary thing as water, we can feel the power and Spirit of God, sometimes gentle, sometimes not, sometimes soothing, sometimes powerfully challenging. In our world today, we and our church are challenged to decide how we will offer God's love to a world that is often in turmoil. May we be open to God's Spirit found in the ordinary things of life around us. May we declare our intention to do our best to live God's way. May we hear God's voice rest on us and say, "With you, I am well pleased." Amen.